We will be starting in 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, it's episode 74 of Four Player Anime Cast. It is the 12th of August, right smack dab. Actually nearing at the end of summer, I guess, but we're still sort of in the mid-series, mid-season-ish for anime, so we'll still have a lot to cover as we go along. Of course, I am your host, Spire, and with me are 66% of the regulars. First, Dark.
Hey, Adam.
What's up? Toast.
Hello.
And Nier is in Canadian hell, yes. But yeah, what have you guys been up to?
You ever seen that show like Freaky Eaters? There was this one episode where all this I think this person was addicted to maple syrup, and it was a pretty horrific episode. All I could think about is what happened. Is that what happened in Nier?
That's probably pretty close, except with more poverty and maple syrup. And
Abigail hit
worms.
him with a fucking 100% combo and he's dead now.
Right. So, Dark, what have you been up to these past 2 weeks?
Kind of the same stuff as usual. I've been keeping up with pretty much everything I said that I was gonna keep up with, slash, like, watched in the beginning of the season. I don't think I really dropped anything yet.
Are you thinking about dropping some series? I feel like there are some premonitions.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's
I mean,
really
the
only
series,
one.
not like series that you literally watch one episode and you're like, no, not this shit, but like.
Oh, I mean, there's one series that I watched 2.5 episodes of to talk about tonight that I'm pretty sure I'm dropping.
Right.
As far as that, I watched 1.5 more episodes of Centaur's Life.
Centaur
I
no
watched.
Daimyo, I guess. That's Japanese
Oh
stuff
yeah,
for.
Centaur's Worries or whatever.
Everyday woes.
Dude, it's been translated as like 17 different things, and
Yeah.
now I can't stop like not doing the right one.
Yeah, keep going.
And then I watched Vatican like 20 minutes ago.
Vatical Miracle. So
Yeah,
that the full
Miracle
name is
Investigation.
Vatican Miracle Examiner, also known as Vatican
Oh.
Kisaki Chuosaka. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I watched that in slightly kind of anime. I started watching Ultraman, and that's cool.
Nice. Okay,
Yeah.
so. Who would win in a fight, Ultraman or Kamen Rider?
Depends on which one. Because, they're alien. Ultramen are aliens, so they're very strong.
So, Toast,
Sup?
what have you been up to these past 2 weeks? All right,
Huh?
thank you very
Oh.
much.
Oh, good shit. I've been playing PSO2.
Okay, what have you been watching slash reading on the anime front?
I've been reading. What's it called? I've been reading Dragon's House Hunting. That's pretty cool. Also been reading. My wife is a ma former mafia or something. That was also pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, there's also a recent one that's been getting translated a lot recently that was like, or it stopped and then it started again, but it was like there was like an office lady and then the mafia are coming together, but the mafia are all yandere guys or something like that. It was weird. But yeah, go on.
What? I don't know what that is. What are you talking about?
It's a light novel. Or it's a web novel, rather. It's like Meshitake Onna to Mafia
I
Umu,
don't
like.
know what you're saying.
Yeah. But anyways, go on. It was just like a random tangent.
I've also been checking out that Line Webtoon site. They're the reason why I haven't been getting my updated Korean manhwas, and I'm very upset.
All
I
right.
mean, it's I've been it's a new site that you're translating, I believe, mostly Korean and think American
It's
iconic
Line, right? Or whatever? Like Naver Line?
webtoons.com. That's what it's called. It's called webtoons.com slash and
Webtoons.com.
the reason I'm bringing it up because one of the series I've been following for a while, Gosu, has been picked up by webtoons, and so the previous fan translations will no longer apply because it's been picked up, and I'm very upset. Because webtoons
okay.
is
So are they
about...
retranslating the entire thing?
They're very far behind. And so
here we go. Hopefully they're just editing the scripts, right?
Yeah,
they're
right.
not like... Like, yeah, sometimes that shit kind of goes down the drain. If I, yeah,
I mean,
hopefully.
Shout out to them, but I mean, it's good. But
yeah.
They're the reason why I can't get any more Gosu right now.
Yeah.
Screw them until they're caught up to season two.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay, so that's good. Mainly, again, on the manga anime side, I guess. On the manga side, / webtoon side. And as for me, I've been kind of everywhere. I've been watching a little bit of anime. I do want to catch up to some series, and I would want to watch some other series, you know, taking a bullet for the team here. Although not too many of these series seem like that terrible. Like, the ones that are terrible this season seem relatively obvious for the most part. Like, This Is a Trap and like Koi to Uso, like, we kind of knew this was going to go down the shitter, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Spire, I've been waiting for your opinion on NTR Trap, because
did I not
totally
already say?
The zone.
Did I not already talk about that?
Talk
I feel like
sword.
I talked about that. Well, I'll talk about it afterwards. But yeah,
well, I don't think those were true feelings.
Yeah, they're also fetish feelings, hidden closet feelings. But anyways, so I've been watching a little bit of that. I've obviously been on my light novel, web novel stuff. Some projects that I've really have been have gotten revitalized recently. The other ones are keeping up well, so on. A whole bunch of visual novels like came out, you know, past two weeks and like the week before and stuff like that. So I've been pretty much like revving through them. So like, oh fuck, like 100% of Fan Desk Care, and then I saw like two other visual novels. I mean, it's good, but it's like first world problems pretty much, where it's like, oh god, there's so much stuff I need to go through. And visual novels do take time, like, so. But yeah. And the visual novels I'm talking about right now are Princess Evangeline W Happiness, which is fan desk for it. It was the one I'm going through right now is Wagamama High Spec, which I believe is done by Dempasoft, or distributed by Dempasoft at least. And then the last one is
also...
Alsenia.
I thought wasn't it? Are you sure it's Dempasoft and a Sekai project? Because
the distributor I think is definitely. At least like for the 80 plus stuff, I
oh,
do think it is Dempasoft.
Okay.
I don't know who the translator / localization group is.
It's probably Sekai Project, because I see them
yeah,
up here.
Probably. And then yeah, as I said, Dalsenyo, which is...
Is that what you got, Adam Girl? Because I see it on the list.
What? Yeah. Dempasoft does sell Adam Girl. It's actually probably on sale like half the time, but... Let's not talk about that series. / visual novel. Anyways.
I wonder if I should sign up for Dempasoft. I wonder if I can get my coupons.
Oh, yeah. They changed their system. But anyways, I've been going through that. And again, as I said, I've been watching a couple of animes. Some, again, that I'm sharing. Going to talk about with Darker Toast. These upcoming reviews. So without further ado, let's hop right in. Toast.
Hi.
We're going to start with you. What series would you like to talk about this episode?
I want to talk... What the hell? No, my picture! I want to talk about... Was it red? Knights and Magic!
Wait, you already talked about that, though.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah,
you did. Only covered the basic, like, the first two episodes.
I mean, Toast. They're not...
That's,
I mean,
that's not
only...
how... What I like to bring up is... I've only read the manga because I'm saving the light novel for a rainy day. So, like, I up to us. It's actually moving really quickly compared to.
You want to give us a quick recap on how Knights of Magic went and how I guess if it is deviating, is it deviating or is it a straight add up or what's going on?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know, because I won't. The of all the translated chapters, it's moving really quickly, and so By the time I got to episode 3, I've exhausted all the manga chapters.
After that, the manga chapters. Okay, I thought you were talking about the light novel stuff.
After that, it was like whole new territory for me.
No. The manga is very slow, just because manga is also obviously super promotional. If you guys didn't know, like, if there's like a light novel original, usually the manga adaptations, anime stuff are all very promotional. Like, anime is usually only 11, 12 episodes, and manga is usually like, if it's like super promotional, it will usually be like anywhere. Maybe like 12 to 20 chapters, 20 chapters, and then it gets kind of like axed or gets kind of shut down somewhere. That's pretty much how it goes. But anyways, you talked about new territory. It's mainly, again, more kind of, I mean, from what I've read of the novel, and the novel is a bit far off. There are, again, like...
Why are you reading past me, you jerk? No, I don't want to hear spoilers from you.
There is like sporadic like action obviously with these things, and like, you know, everybody's like, there are times where it's like everybody's just bowing down to the genius, like, oh, he can make the best robots, wow, he's such a genius, blah blah blah, he's so humble too, blah blah blah, like all that, right? And then but a lot of the sort of content of the series comes from him just tinkering with the robots and including in stuff from Earth, like Earth technology, right? Or like it using Earth technology as a basis to create these like robots.
Not Earth technology, it's... You can't say Earth technology because sub-arms and crystal strand tissue, that's not something that's made from Earth technology. He hasn't made any rifles or rocket launchers or anything.
No. Earth concepts, excuse me. Concepts and technology, how about that?
Oh, that's different.
All right.
It is mecha technology, Spire, because we don't. Unfortunately for you, we do not have currently existing mecha technology.
No. But the reasoning behind his like a fiber strength. You've gotten to the fiber strengthening thing, right?
That's episode 3.
He's using knowledge from.
Yeah, because he literally makes it analogous to like the muscle fibers of a human body, right?
No, it was analogous to three arrows, where it was.
I mean, that's just an idiom he picked.
Arrows aren't just Earth technology. Everyone has arrows.
I mean, the three arrows.
The muscle. He's talking about the crystal tissue.
Like, sorry, yeah. And then the main like analogy that he uses as to why it strengthens. I mean, the three arrows thing is just like a saying slash like story like thing that he uses to like help get people into interested or whatever. But the main idea, the concept he came up with, and he states this in both the anime and obviously in the light novel, is the muscles, right? Like, it's supposed to be like that. Like, all the muscles work together, and it's supposed to be a mech, supposed to be like a human body, so he uses it. That's literally how it goes, right?
You can't say Earth technology because everything can be attributed to Earth technology in that. Like, the magic in that series is just...
No, that's not what he's...
No. What I was saying, like, because the level of like technology and knowledge in that world is not the same as Earth's, right? So sure. He's using...
I don't know, man. They got big, giant mechas. That's far beyond our technology currently.
Heck, it's magic. They run
it's
on
just,
magic.
A lot of it's just kind of like magic, right? They're just
so I guess in some ways, I see where Tos is coming from.
Yeah.
But then again, it's kind of just semantics at that point. Yeah, by tech, you mean like concepts in general, too.
Yeah, the point is, he's using things that we already know on Earth and applying them to the parallel world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally
can you even call it a parallel, like an isekai series at this point?
I think you... I mean,
like from the norm, it's strays far from the norm because he doesn't have these like these godlike stats and I have this UI and.
Are you talking about isekai as in like the genre, like the motive
general,
for like what he's saying? Yeah. So no, I don't think. Well, okay. So this is very interesting point that you do bring up. I do still believe that it is a heavy power fantasy, as is one of the main objectives of isekai. Right? It's supposed to be this power. A lot of times it's supposed to be this power fantasy. If it's not a general sort of backdrop, I do believe it is. I mean, from the author's perspective, it is supposed to be a power fantasy because like he's just doing whatever he wants, mecha building, defeating bad dudes teaching them what's right, stuff like that. And so it is still going through these steps, but a lot of these, but the power fantasy takes on a different form than the usual isekai, as you said, like being overpowered, feeding the bad dudes, having a harem, stuff like that. It's very, different from that. It's much more so like, it's not a regular like otaku degenerates like power fantasy kind of thing. It's more of a mecha otaku's degenerate power fantasy. Does that make sense? That's
yeah. It's more. It's definitely still an isekai, and it still has like a lot of the themes of it and power fantasy because he becomes like. I get what you're saying, Toast, where it's like it's not as direct, where he's not like
yeah,
the
he's
greatest.
Not like Superman,
he's not the greatest,
he
strongest tech.
Mech.
Yeah. He's not like the greatest, you know, like tactician or the greatest fighter in the world or any of that.
But he is the greatest engineer in the world.
He's the greatest engineer in the world.
Yeah. He's the greatest engineer in the world.
So it's very much still that like sort of isekai, yeah. Like I have more knowledge than you because I pretty much have a fucking unfair advantage.
Yeah. But that's not to say though, one thing I would like to point out is that although I do say it is still a power fantasy, I sort of disagree again with the connotations that come with it. That is the whole like a power fantasy, just plan, do whatever you want, you know, get the girl all the time. And yes, if it does lead down that road, it can become pretty poor / mediocre. But I don't believe that power fantasy is necessarily in itself. I mean. It is a very slippery slope kind of thing, but I don't believe at its very core, just having like an overpowered like character or whatever necessarily always has to lead to something that's super mediocre or whatever. A character can be super, very, very, very powerful and can do things almost arbitrarily, and you can still have a good story. You just have to tell it very, very carefully so that the power creep / the power level side of the story kind of never comes out of the woodworks. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because like the origin might be parallel world, but like the stuff after that, it feels more like a traditional like mecha anime set in a fantasy genre after that, because
becomes irrelevant
after like I just reincarnated and I have magic, but after that's
that's why I say that the when I talk about the sort of like isekai portions and how the balance of the series, as I said, between you know him just building the mecha stuff and him doing the action stuff, are sort of important. And I do like when he kind of builds like the mecha stuff, although obviously that takes up a lot. Sometimes I wish they'd stop just doing like random sort of vaguely not very good like computer science trivia. Like although sometimes it's
that's
like,
techno
it's funny.
You really I mean those are the best episodes. Like. You spend what episodes 4 and 6? It's up to episode 6 now. Those two episodes are all about like we're gonna build this technology and we're gonna spend the entire episode talking about it. And those are the best episodes so far.
Yeah. I like that part. I like the engineering part. Sometimes like the dude also because like the magic is formed by like the computer science stuff or whatever.
I mean that's
he throws around coding, but it doesn't.
Sometimes I don't like that as
go anywhere. Yeah,
for the most part.
I mean that stuff isn't really that prevalent in the anime.
Yeah,
it's mostly like the hardware he's building. Like we're gonna build these sub arms, and like that doesn't talk about like we gotta use magic for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Because most of the magic is going to be centered around like the basic computer stuff. Like part of the...
It's also mainly centered around when he's actually like in action scenes and when he's like driving, because like usually those action scenes end him like him nearly like crashing the mech and he has to like magic it up, right, or whatever.
He's also not just building mechs; he's also built small powered suits.
Yeah.
I think a nice touch though is that so far the way they're doing it as well is there hasn't been. There's been a few things of combat, but they haven't actually shown him as like the greatest at even controlling them to begin with.
Yeah, he's not it's really not action. Like the action is there to drive the whole like plot of he's in a isekai world. Like isekai world actually has stuff going on, but beyond that, it's not very like like the action is kind of like there to be like. Hey, by the way, these mechas do something. Like, these mechas do things.
Like, they actually can fight.
Yeah, they were made for fighting, by the way. It's kind of like that. Again, it's a very interesting way it came up. I would just like to, like, I think the most important thing that this author can do is make sure that the sort of like action kind of thing, like, either becomes very sort of pointed and like, you know, leads back into the whole like mecha building very quickly, and isn't the whole like, you know, I'm the bad dude. I'm jealous of this young kid engineer, blah blah blah. And it's just like, if you're going to force in the action slash like the isekai, you know, politics part into the isekai politics slash drama part into the whole like 80-90% mecha building kind of thing, and you're going to like force us to watch that, I'm like, make it good, like make it decent, at
I
least like
mean,
tolerable to watch. And beyond that, I don't know.
it's funny you bring that up because one of the episodes that was really good was when he finished, like, after the like the whole Behemoth fight where he kills thing, he starts building like it's the skeleton of his own custom unit, and then there's this warm there's
Have you
this
gotten to the part where he builds the propulsion?
what propulsion for what which
Okay,
one
never mind. Fuck. You good?
For which one? Because there was a propulsion system, I saw.
I think he builds it for skeleton, and then later on he like attaches it to other stuff. But yeah, go on.
Anyway,
Anyways,
there's this
oops.
episode where his technology, the crystal strand stuff, and the new unit he's building has been leaked to a different country. And there was an entire episode dedicated to, hey, we're a different country, and we're gonna raid this fortress and
Yeah,
take
exactly that.
numerous units. And that brought up it was reminiscent of the first episode of Gundam Seed where Zaft infiltrates what is it called, Federation or whatever, the good guys, I don't care anymore, the good guys, and
There's no good and bad in Gundam, dude.
steals
Change
their steals
everything.
their up their the prototype Gundam units. It was kind of like that, where and it was pretty cool.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I do think that might be a slope, though. If they keep going down the like storyline of here's the other country, like, I hope they don't get super political with
you
it, and
have
they
to
just kind of keep
even
it.
the playing field somehow, because if you have just one, like, this is a problem in mostly isekai where like the main character is so overpowered that there's like all combat
He just
encounters
makes
with him
his
are
own
flawless.
country at the end or
Yeah.
something.
No, yeah, they can do that, and I'm saying like I'm hoping that they do that. It does go the route of like the major conflict is the other country simply stealing his shit and trying to fight. I hope we don't get the scene of like politicians trying, because the moment that that comes into play, it's like, well, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if it was done better, like, you know, there are more people involved from the politics side, and then they got more into it, and the dude had to go through, you know, like, oh, I have to, you know, invest all my fucking time into dealing with this politics when I just get into Mecca, and maybe, like, that will go into, like, if the author had, you know, the, like, coherence to do all that, maybe, but, like, right now, the author's just like, yeah,
Yeah, but
this
that
dude likes
stuff's
Mecca,
boring, man. Let's
also.
just build stuff.
Yeah,
It
I
is
know. That's
boring.
what he.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
that's
what I'm
what he wants to
saying.
do. But the author is like knows he's not as good with like writing the politics stuff, but still wants to kind of like chuck it in sometimes. And I'm just saying he should probably be a little bit careful.
Mean, have you
Like,
seen the author's Twitter? It's all like Gunpla and building stuff.
yeah,
He
I'm
says
cool with that.
this series shouldn't be called Knights and Magic. It should be called Knights and Mecha, because the magic is irrelevant and
Knight
it's
Mecha and
invaluable.
Magic Mecha. Just like
I
add
mean,
Mecha after
it's
every
like
word.
what is magic but, or, what is magic but like glorified science? There's a Once you get
Yeah.
science up to a certain point, it can be
Indistinguishable
considered
from magic,
magic.
yeah. Sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, I believe that's the quote.
Yeah,
But,
man, like can you explain how rockets work? Magic.
magic. But yeah,
Yeah,
that's.
this series is super cool. I like it.
Yeah, I definitely agree that this series, whether the however the author wanted it to be, took a different, slightly different turn from the usual isekai stuff. Although it does resemble very strongly sort of the motives of the or I guess the isekai genre that Toast is talking about, I do still think that it's a solid watch, but again, it's a little bit, sometimes when it goes to the action slash politics part, it can be a little bit unstable, so take that
Who
as you
cares about
will,
that? Just watch the
regardless.
episode where he builds crystal tissue and propulsion systems.
Yeah,
I mean,
those parts are pretty good though.
the latest episode has him and their chief country's night magical research laboratory like squaring off in a contest where, oh, we're gonna who can build a better mech, the kid or the country's top experts, and it'll be fun to watch.
Okay. Dark, any last words on this series?
I think it's definitely one of the better series out this season, to be honest. It definitely has its moments, and its world is actually really neat too. I like the
The
inclusion of
world is a
like
little bit
even.
more stable. It's not just like, oh, there's a federation, and then there's a merchants thing, and then there's this empire, and the empire is bad, like Nazis, and then you're in this other nation, and then kings. Like, it's not really like that. It's a little bit more stable.
Yeah, it's more like their factions seem to be right now. It's like, okay, here's one country that's pretty much dominant, and then here's the other country that's not dominant. And their reason for like not liking each other is because obviously one's dominant, and that's it. There's no like real crazy backstory sort of thing.
Crazy power struggle, war, whatever, stuff like that.
Yeah, then there's not like a billion different factions being. So it's nice. There's something else I was going to bring up about it too, which is pretty cool. Oh, the even just simple inclusions of like dwarves and